eating on board and medicines. For a man of the sea like me, life on a ship is a dream. But on long and dangerous transatlantic voyages, the conditions can be very uncomfortable and difficult. Damp, flea infestations and diseases are difficult travel companions to stave off. The cook has a tough job, given that with just a few ingredients, he has to create varied menus to feed the crew day after day. He uses simple and long-lasting foodstuffs such as rice, onions, potatoes and tosajo, dried beef or jerky. The food must last a long time, and fresh fruit and vegetables go off quickly. Unfortunately, some time after the fresh food has all gone, diseases like scurvy appear. Scurvy makes your teeth rot, your wounds don't heal, and you can even suffer from hallucinations. The best solution to prevent it is to maintain consumption of vitamin C. Now you know, little cabin boys, eat citrus fruits if you don't want to catch scurvy. There are usually no doctors on sailing ships either, and it is the captain and the pilot who have to take care for and cure the sick. The crew must get by with a simple first aid kit with medicinal herbs, bandages for wounds, oil as cures, and little else. There is a first aid kit at the museum, containing homeopathic medications to prevent diseases. I hope I don't have to do many operations, at least at the start of my career. Consider that the captain has the duty to be a doctor, although he knows very little about medicine. I still remember the cuts they made to me to apply leeches. It may seem strange to you, but these animals were often used to extract and cleanse patients' blood. But we better move on and not think so much about these things.